This is Moshe Moskovitz. You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai. Today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2005. Today I'm in a real shit mood, and I just want to bash some people. I have my bash list here, and let me just read you the bash list. I don't feel like a big intro today, but these are the people I will be bashing. Senator Joe Biden, Senator Hillary Clinton, okay? Let me just add that I am bashing these people for being spineless, gutless, whimpering, pussy Democrats. I also would like to add Barack Obama to this list as well, although he is not as much, my target is not him today. But I would like to go into that pussy as well. I don't like to use that word pussy. It's not politically correct, but I don't care today because I'm just fucking angry, and I want to just get back at the fucking evil world. I'm like, fuck it, okay? I want to bash Senator Orrin Hatch, okay, for shitting on the First Amendment, okay? I want to bash Governor Mitt Romney. I've been meaning to bash this motherfucker for like 3 weeks, and I promise you that today I will bash this Republican asshole, whether by the end of the show, whether it kills me or not, I'm bashing the motherfucker, okay? I have to read some hate mail. Apparently some every liberal thinks that it's his right under, you know, not his right, his sort of his oath, not it's a bad word, his obligation under God to defend Ward Churchill, okay, to the death, you know. And I got some hate mail because I said some things in an email, which I will go into, on my blog about Ward Churchill, which were not very nice, and deservedly so. Okay, but I got some hate mail from the guy, and I'm bashing this motherfucker too. I'm getting to him. Now, I've gotten through my bash list, but before I go on, I want to welcome on my first fan site, okay, the first official fan site of Live from Mount Sinai, okay, it's called On Live from Mount Sinai, okay? On Live from Mount Sinai. The URL is http://onlivefrommountsinai, all one word, .blogspot.com, okay? If, you know, it's on my website under fan sites. You can see it in the menu, okay? But I just want to welcome him to Mount Sinai Nation. Now, I'm having a lot of reservations about using that word, that phrase, Mount Sinai Nation. The reason why I wanted to do it, because it's like the Red Sox, they call themselves Red Sox Nation, you know? And it's like, even before they started winning, you know, they won the World Series, they were selling out, you know, they were selling out all their seats, okay? Because, you know, they started this stupid, idiotic, you know, a marketing campaign, Red Sox Nation, you know? It's like, and I don't really get it, but it's like, you know, are you in Red Sox Nation? Well, you must be, I don't know, but, you know, apparently everyone, you know, is part of this nation, you know? It's like Nation of Islam, only it's for, you know, Red Sox fans. I don't get it, you know? But it's not for black Muslims, it's for idiots, you know? but, you know, and it's like, it's like a marketing gimmick, and I thought, and it's like everyone is like blindly devoted to the Red Sox, you know? It's like, oh, you know, it's like as if the Red Sox give a flying fuck about them. I mean, you know, don't, you know, I like the Red Sox. I catch every game that I can, okay? But I know that these people, they don't give a shit about me. They don't give a shit if I win or lose, okay? I'm a loser, but they don't care, okay? People definitely care if the Red Sox are losers, okay? They care about their existence, But the Red Sox don't care about my existence, okay? The only or the existence of poor people. The only existence of the people they care about are the existence of people paying a 40, 50, 60 bucks a shot for seats in Fenway. Okay, and I know that they do have the Jimmy Fund, which is just a charity for I think leukemia victims, you know, children with leukemia. But you know, give me a break, okay? You know, the Red Sox, they've had this charity for years and years, okay? You know, but this they don't. The Red Sox, they only. They don't, you know, that's symbolic. Red Sox care about the bottom line. They don't give a shit about you. But anyways, we need some more marketing. I think if socialism had better marketing, you know, we'd all look back at capitalism as being, you know, we'd lump it in the same categories, you know, of medieval, you know, of putting people on the rack, you know, it's all marketing, you know, everything's marketing. People are morons, and all you have to do is give them the right marketing. And I was thinking, oh yeah, Mount Sinai Nation. And then I remembered, it's like, oh shit. That asshole, Michael Savage, I did a show about him. He calls himself Savage Nation. In fact, that's probably where the Red Sox got their nation from, Savage Nation, you know? And they thought, oh, it works for Michael Savage, we'll do Red Sox Nation, you know? And it worked. But so then I thought, okay, I'll do like Savage Jew Nation. So that would be like a play on Savage, you know, Michael Savage. You know, however, Michael Savage, you probably don't know this, you know, because he sounds like he's some kind of like Gentile, all right? But Michael Savage is a Jew. He's 100% Jew, okay? And so it doesn't make sense to call myself Savage Jew Nation, you know? I don't know what the hell to call myself, you know? I'm going to have to think of some fancy name. I don't know. Maybe I'll continue calling myself Sinai Nation. Just because it's had, you know, such a great track record of making money and brainwashing the masses. All right. Let's get on to our hate. Okay, our bashing. Okay, we're bashing mostly senators today, and I'm gonna start bashing some two senators in particular, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Both people. It looks as if both of these senators will be running for president. Okay, now, you know. People have short memories, okay, but it was both of these fuckheads. I'm gonna use a favorite swear word of my mother. She fuckface. Both, you know, because I don't know what kind of, you know, there's not a word for that kind of, you know, a spineless, gutless scum these two people are, okay? These two people are running for president. They voted for a war, which they knew at the time was a fabrication, was false, okay? And you know why I know that they knew that the war against Iraq and the subsequent killing of hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis was wrong and continues to be wrong, okay, is because it's because I knew it was a false war. I knew it was wrong at the time. I knew that George Bush wanted war, and it was obvious to me by his rhetoric alone. It was obvious that he was going to war. He wanted blood, okay, and so did the American people, okay, for voting for Bush and Bush supporters. They wanted blood. Okay, you are a bunch of fucking Draculas, you American, my fellow Americans, you people stink, okay? But anyways, getting on to what the fuck I was saying, these senators knew that this war was wrong. I knew it was wrong, okay? Nance, a congressman, Nancy Pelosi knew it was wrong. Congressman Barney Frank knew it was wrong. Senator Ted Kennedy knew it was wrong. There was many people, okay, that knew that this war was the wrong move, that we didn't have the evidence to attack an innocent sovereign Iraq, okay? But these people went ahead and did it. And you know what? You know what? I am willing to support these two cocksuckers, Senator Hillary Clinton and Joseph Biden, okay? However, I want an apology, okay? I want an official apology to the American people, okay, for perpetrating this war against an innocent people in Iraq. And I also want an apology to all the Iraqis, to all Iraqis, okay? And I want these people to reimburse, I don't care where in the fuck they get this money from, but I want them to reimburse the Iraqi people for all the deaths, okay, that they have inflicted, and all the injuries, and all the blown up babies, the babies with burnt skin, the babies without noses, the babies without arms. I want them to fucking pay these people back, okay? I want them to clear things. I need an apology. I need retribution. I will stand for nothing less than that. Okay? You know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, you're asking too much. But, you know, didn't work with Kerry. I didn't support Kerry, okay? Up until the very last day, and then I said, I'm not going to vote for Kerry, but if you feel you need to vote for Kerry, vote for Kerry. This time, not only am I not going to, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to give in, and I'm going to keep telling you that these motherfuckers are, and I don't care if these two senators are running against, I don't care if Adolf Hitler comes back to life and runs for president of the United States. He'd probably win, by the way, okay? Because we have a fascist country, okay? I don't care. But I don't care if Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden is running against a Republican nominee of Adolf Hitler. I will not stand for these two people, okay? You can't make, I don't know, I forget my cliched expressions, but there's something like you can't make two wrongs with the right or some shit like that, okay? But I will not stand for the side of evil. I don't care if how much this evil is mitigated by, I will not stand by evil people who do evil actions. In the words of George Bush, these people are evildoers. Okay, I'm going to take a break now. I'm going to maybe take a Valium or 10 and get back to the show. Okay. Now, I just want to make one more comment about Senator Joe Biden. Biden is on the Foreign Relations Committee. He's a powerful senator. He's been there. He's been in the Senate forever. I remember he was on the panel in the... Clarence Thomas hearings, and I don't know how long he's been there, but I know he's a powerful senator. He's influential, and if people like him and Daschle, okay, Senate Minority Leader, former Senate Minority Leader, by the way, if people like that had stood up and said this war against the Iraqi people is wrong, it's immoral, and we're not going to support it, okay, then this war could not have happened, because I believe that they needed a two-thirds majority. The president needed a two-thirds majority in order to go to war, okay, and they would not have had it if the Democrats didn't suck up the right-wing fascist Republicans, and you know, look where it got us. Okay, didn't get Senator Daschle anywhere. it didn't gain us any seats in the Senate. Now, did it? This war didn't help us. So, I mean, how much worse could it have been? you know. But Biden is more responsible for the war by virtue of his status than Hillary Clinton. However, Hillary Clinton is sort of the de facto front runner. Okay, so let's just put it this way: I will be going after both of these motherfuckers, and I will not relent. I will, you know, this show is gaining steam. It's gaining momentum. I'm gaining a lot of listeners. Okay, and you know, there's a lot of activity now. Okay, I'm getting emails, people posting on my blog, I will continue to be relentless, okay? And I will not, if a Democrat wins that nomination, okay, whichever Democrat wins that nomination, if that Democrat voted for that war, that Democrat better be prepared to apologize, okay? I want an apology. All right. Let me continue on. I just want to, just a minor footnote about Senator Barack Obama. I haven't really been following him. I don't know that much about him. I saw him in a debate. I was debating that one of the biggest ass. I forget his name, but anyways. I can't remember his name, but the guy who he was running against when he was running for senator, and they asked Obama a question. They said, "Are you for or against the death penalty?" And Obama says, "Well, I'm against the death penalty. I believe it's morally wrong, except for cases of, you know, terrorism." Well, you know what? That's the problem with the Democrats, okay? You know, and that's the problem with everything, okay? You know, there's no two sides of the issue. There's not, you know, you can't be good and evil at the same time. There's only good or evil. You take a stand. You're either for the death penalty or you're against the death penalty. There's no middle ground. Okay, you're either for barbarism or you're against barbarism. But Obama had to inject that, okay, to try to appease the center, and I'm tired of that, okay? And fuck the center, okay? I say the center could go suck my cock, okay? And if the center doesn't like that, well, fuck it. And you know what? I'm not going to lose any sleep, okay? If I pull a Ralph Nader, okay? I don't care. Okay, you know, the Democrats have compromised enough. The liberals have compromised enough. It's time to take a stand. Time to say, I don't have to take this shit any longer. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the lies. Okay, all right. I put my little footnote on Obama. Fuck Obama. It's okay to say Obama sucks. I'm giving you permission. It's okay. Okay, I know everyone likes to love Obama, or, you know, because he's sort of racially ambiguous. But fuck him, he's an asshole, and I don't care. I don't know what race he's from, but I know he's an asshole. Okay, moving on to Orrin Hatch, and that brings us to our whole First Amendment defecation. I will call. I don't know what to call it. But here, what happened was the House approved a bill to ban. I believe a constitutional. I'll read it. Constitution. I'm reading from. This is AOL News. Constitutional amendment to outlaw flag burning cleared the House Wednesday. Okay, I've read enough. You got the message. Okay. And I was so angry when I heard that these Republicans, see what's happening is now the Republicans, now the people are getting, they look at the polls and they say, oh, the people are getting a little antsy, they don't like the war anymore, so, you know, so this is their attempt to divert attention away from the war. And let me tell you what the American flag stands for. It stands for blood. Okay, don't, you know, maybe at one time it stood for fighting Nazism, okay, Maybe it stood for something noble, okay? Maybe it won, you know, certain periods in our history, but it hasn't stood for something good, okay, for, I don't know, 50 or 60 years, okay? But anyway, when I read this shit about these assholes trying to say, well, fuck the First Amendment, well, you know, and I'll read you a quote by Orrin Hatch, who I think is the most retarded asshole, and I really mean this. I have a 95 IQ, okay? I've been tested, okay? But I believe that if you test this motherfucker, you won't get above 80. This guy is a mental retard. The guy doesn't have an original thought in his head. The guy is a moron, okay? But anyway, you know, when I was so angered by hearing all these, by, you know, the only thing, let me just add that the only thing good that the flag stands for, the only single thing that's good about this country, okay, is the First Amendment, okay? This is a God-given right. It's a beautiful thing to have free speech, and it bugs the living fucking crap out of me when anyone on the left or the right, okay, tells me how I should, what I should say, and how I should say. And I was so angry that I nearly burnt a flag on this show. Okay, and in fact, you know what? I'm probably going to stop the show. I've decided instead. I will wait. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait until to see what the Senate does if they vote for this constitutional amendment. Okay, to stop people from burning the flag, and then maybe I will burn the flag. I'm not sure. But let me just tell you, I think that even if it proves, if it gets through the Senate, it still needs to be ratified by, I don't know, something like 2/3 or 60% of the states. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what's involved in getting a constitutional amendment made or whatever they call it. But let me just tell you that if I will definitely be burning a flag, all right? In fact, if anyone even thinks about making it illegal to burn an American flag, I'm going to burn that motherfucker on every single show, okay? I'm burning it, okay? And you know what? Fuck it. And I meant to do this, but I'm going to edit it into the show later. I'm going to take a break. In fact, I'm going to take a break now. I'm not going to edit in later. I'm going to do it right now. I need to get a matchbook. I'm going to burn an elephant. Okay. This is symbolic. Okay. But you know what? Before I do this, okay, I'm going to read your quote by Orrin Hatch in the flag burning here. Quote. It's time to stand up for our symbol. I consider defecating on the flag, urinating on the flag, burning the flag with contempt, just to mention three, to be offensive conduct, not speech. Well, you know what, Orrin Hatch, motherfucker, I consider it offensive conduct to disgrace the flag by bombing innocent civilians in other countries. I consider it offensive to me that Iraqi people are tortured, okay, in political prisons. Okay, I'm talking specifically about Abu Ghraib and Gitmo. This is offensive to me, and this disgraces the flag. Okay, so if this is what the flag symbolizes, I want nothing to do with it. And you know what? Don't test me on this, Hatch. Don't test me on this, Congress. I will be burning that flag. I will make it part of my religion to burn that flag. Okay, I won't have toilet paper. I will have a flag to wipe my ass with, an American flag, and I'm gonna ram that thing real deep in my asshole and get it real shitty. But you know what? I have to stop now. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get a matchbook, and I'm going to get an elephant, a Republican elephant, official Republican elephant. I'm burning the motherfucker. I'm burning it. Okay, I am back. Sure took me a long time to find those matches. Really lost my momentum. Okay, I got by the way, I looked on the web, and I found the official elephant of the Republican Party. By the way, I read this crazy thing when Newt Gingrich won his 100, you know, in the 104th Congress, when the Republicans got a majority, he had this crazy thing. He had all these elephants. I read about it. He got all these elephants to parade around Capitol Hill or something like that, and it was sort of like symbolic of the Republican, I guess, domination of the Congress. Is one of the craziest things I've ever read. That's free. That's speech. You know, it's the same sort of thing. You burn a flag or you parade a bunch of elephants. It's speech, motherfucker. And if you're gonna ban burning flags, you gotta ban elephants. Okay, and you gotta, you know, burn. You know, it's just so stupid. But I'm gonna burn this motherfucker right now. Let me try to get the match as close as I can to the mic without like burning my eye off. Okay, hold on. Maybe I won't put it too close. Here we go. Hopefully you'll hear this. Ah, fuck! I'm in my underwear. This little spark went off and like burnt my. Like hit me on the leg. Okay, I guess that was the Republican God punishing me. Maybe it was Satan. Maybe it was God. Okay, but if it's God, it's got to be an evil God. We know that. But anyway. Oh shit! I didn't even burn the thing. Jesus. Okay, hold on. Got to do it again. This time I'm gonna hold this match way away from me. Here we go. Okay. You didn't hear that probably, but because the match was so far away. But the match is lit, and I am now burning the Republican elephant. Burn! Burn, baby! Burn, you Republican elefante! Burn! Okay, that's enough. I'm going to set off a fire alarm. All right. Okay. We only have one more political finger to bash. Political figure to bash, and he is Governor Mitt Romney. I've been wanting to bash this motherfucker for so long. Okay. But here we go. Oh. No. I'm gonna keep going. Okay. But. Okay. Here, this is an article in the Boston Globe dated May 25th, 2005. I know it's old, but I've been trying to do this forever. Okay, Governor Mitt Romney, by the way, he's Republican, by the way. Governor Mitt Romney said that this week in a nationally published interview that he is, quote, in a different place, unquote, on abortion than at the time of his first run for public office in Massachusetts when he pledged to keep, quote, safe and legal in this country, unquote. It's sort of a funny quote because he's a governor, okay? He doesn't have, his powers do not extend to the outside the realm of Massachusetts where he is governor, okay? He is my governor, by the way. So it's sort of a weird quote, but however, maybe he knew at the time that he was running for governor. He was really running for president, and this was just a step. But let me just give you a little, let me just tell you about this asshole, because you're probably going to be hearing more about him, okay? This guy has not worked a day in his life. He became governor. When he became governor of Massachusetts, he had as much political experience to run the state of Massachusetts as I did. And the reason why I say that is because he had no political experience. Okay, zero. He's a millionaire, and he financed his election. He once got his ass kicked by Ted Kennedy, and then he sort of went out and sort of got a gig, with the Utah Olympics, and he dicked around. And he came back, and he got much slicker. Okay, but this is a loser. Okay, that has been able to come back where most people would have been, could never have come back from that, from such a huge defeat, because they don't have, they don't have people backing them. Most people, when they really lose politically, they're finished. But I just wanted to point this out. It really offends me. Not so much that he's shifting on abortion, okay, but that he really had no, I'm pro-choice. It doesn't really bother me that he, what really bugs me is that he doesn't really have a position, okay? He's sort of like a Democrat. He's sort of like, I'll do whatever is at the, whatever the polls tell me to do, If I need, in Massachusetts, you have to be pro-choice, all right? But now he wants to appear more conservative, to get support in the Republican Party. So he's moving towards the path, the dark side. Okay. This is one more thing. I'll just get to my fan hate mail. By the way, I have gotten a lot of love from my fans. Just a little hate. And a lot of love. So I'm not complaining. But this hater is going to get it. Every single hater is going to get it. So, you want to hate me, you better remain anonymous. Because with a guy like me that knows how to pronounce words, you're really fucked. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to find it, okay? And then we're going to do that, okay? Then maybe I'll dick around for a little while, and then we'll go right to the credits, and that'll be it. Okay, just hang in there. Okay, I am back. And I'm coughing. But I'm back. All right. This guy, his name is Rand Wolf Call. That's his handle, at least. And he's coming from cloudbusternews.com. Cloudbusternews.blogspot.com. Okay? And he sent me a little hate. And I hate. But I love. But anyways, I posted this thing on Ward Churchill on my blog, and I was criticizing a quote that Churchill made. I'll read you the quote. Since they've shown no sign of being unreasonable or vindictive, it may even be anticipated that after a suitable period of adjustment and re-education, mainly to allow them to acquire the skills necessary to living with their means, those restored to control over their own destinies by the gallant sacrifices of the combat teams, the WTC and Pentagon will eventually readmit Americans to the global circle of civilized societies. Now, the important thing in this whole quote was him, Ward Churchill, talking about the combat teams being first of all, calling them as combat teams, which they were not. Okay, this was not a military operation, but to add insult to injury, he's calling these terrorists, these actions, gallant. Okay, and well, before I get on to this, let me just say that here, this is his comment. This is Randolph Cole's comment to me. Okay, and he says, learn more about the man before you opinionate, okay? People tend to be much more complex than the media makes them. The guy isn't perfect, but neither are you. Well, first of all, Rand Wolf, motherfucker, I have a 95 IQ, okay? What is War Churchill's excuse? okay? I don't understand how you can call terrorists, okay? I don't know how you can call them, equate them with being soldiers, or I don't understand how you could call their acts against the World Trade Center, okay, gallant, okay? You know, there was a girl in my town, a young woman, I think she was in her 20s, okay, and I know her from someone else, okay? I don't know, I've never met her personally, but I know someone that actually knew her father, who was a barber in my town, all right? And she was on one of these planes that was taken over by the terrorists, okay? And I don't know if her plane was ran the in. I don't know which target her plane was on. Let me also add that the poor girl was. I think she had suffered from cancer or some sort of a really serious illness or something. I don't remember. All I know is that she was physically ill, but she had recovered. She was moving on with her life, and you know, I mean, this woman didn't have anything to do with the military industrial complex. Okay, she was not part of a Wall Street war machine that Churchill keeps talking about. Okay, you know, when terrorists strike, innocent people invariably die. Okay, I mean, I have nothing against military. You know, I'm not against war. Sometimes you have to fight. Okay, for your beliefs. Okay, but you know, there's very few instances where where it's actually practical. Okay, but sometimes you do have to fight. But there's never any excuse. You should never ever harm innocent civilians. Okay, I mean that it's never worth it to do that, and you know Churchill, you know the left keep looking for their God, okay? Whether it's Michael Moore or it's Ward Churchill, they keep looking for their God. It reminds me, I was recently went back to I can't remember it. But it was at the part in the Bible when I'll get my Bible and I'll look it up right now while I'm talking about. But while I'm saying this to you, but it sort of reminds me of when the Jews were on Mount Sinai and Moses goes up to Sinai where God is. Okay, to talk to God, receive the law. Okay, and what happens? Okay, the Jews are erecting golden calves. You know, I'm really sorry. It's Exodus. Duh. Okay, all right, and God is so fucking pissed off. You know, at the Jews and their dishonor, okay? And he's ready to just wipe them all out, and Moses is pleading with God. He's like, no, please. you made a promise. You made a pact with Abraham and all the other, I don't remember, all the other great Jews that preceded him. To stick with the Jews, you know, and God says, well, okay. And it's a weird passage, you know, because it's like God, sort of, he sort of seemed to have forgotten that he did sort of made a promise to the Jewish people to protect them. But, you know, and Moses reminded him of it, you know. So it's sort of weird because it sort of shows God being sort of less than perfect. But anyways, sort of reminds me of that, sort of this blind allegiance toward Churchill, okay? You know, it's just all it is, you know, in my opinion, Churchill's a moron. But whether you believe that or not, you have to use critical thinking when you read these people. And you know, this guy's comment that, you know, I should learn more about the man. How much fucking more should I read about the man? You know, a guy makes a moron quote. Okay, this was in context, this was an essay, you know, I mean, what do you want? How many volumes should I read from this motherfucker? Okay, give me a break, man. And you know what I hate? Every time you bash Ward Churchill, okay, all these people on the left, they're always saying, oh, you believe all the shit in the media's brainwashing you. Well, the media doesn't brainwash me, motherfucker. I think for myself, okay? There's only one, I only have one God before me, and that is God, okay? I don't have false gods. Okay, I don't worship false gods. I am my own man, and there is only God. Okay, and you know something, I like Moses. Okay, have it is my right to question my God, just like Moses. Okay, that is okay. Okay, because again, getting back to the First Amendment, it is a God-given right to express yourself. Okay, and I am exercising this right now, just as Moses expressed the right on Mount Sinai. Okay, and you have a right. Okay, whatever your political position is, to say this guy is a fucking shithead. Okay, all right. I am toying with the idea of taking the show on the road, sort of. Talking to my fans and having sort of a virtual tour, okay? It's sort of like virtual tour around the country in my underwear. I'll be here in my underwear doing the show, okay? But I'll be like calling people, all my fans across the country, you know? And I'll be talking to them. And I'm toying with the idea, okay? You know, I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but there's a lot of excitement coming your way, you know. And you know, I'm gonna name the tour. It's gonna be like a rock concert, you know. And it's gonna be I'm gonna call it the farewell tour. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna stay here. I'm not going anywhere. But I'm gonna call it the farewell tour, just for the marketing sake. You know, like Cher and the Eagles. You know, they're always doing farewell tours. So I'll do the Mount Sinai virtual farewell tour. So I will be touring around the country, and this is the last tour. Okay, not really. Okay, but it'll add to the marketing hype. You know, it's all hype, man. Okay. Everything, you know, everything that you like has all been thought out well before by marketers, okay? It's all hype, okay? And I'm just exploiting you. I'm the man. All right. I'm exploiting your little pea brains. I'm brainwashing you, okay? I'm talking crazy because I can't find my. I'm trying to kill time because I can't find my fucking credits. Fuck me! Now I'm gonna have to take another break. Okay, I am back and I have found my credits. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I'd like to thank Raymond Lafferty for his production assistance. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil and Republicans and all kinds of evil motherfuckers, evil mofos. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of TalkWarrior.com Radio Network and may be retransmitted provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. I'll see you in a little while. Okay, goodbye.